Bad Day. Written by I Can Spell Confusion with a K. Read by KLB. Fandom, Julie and the Phantoms. Julie just didn't feel right. Although, actually, putting it that way annoyed her a bit. Why was being happy all the time seen as the right way to feel? All day, her friends and family had been asking her what was wrong and wanting to fix it somehow, and she got it. She really did. It hadn't been that long at all since she was in a year-long slump of grief and insecurity. It made sense that the people close to her would want to make sure she wasn't sliding into that headspace again. But the fact of the matter was that Julie wasn't having a bad day because she missed her mom, though of course she did, all the time, or because Carrie had said anything. Her former friend had been a bit more tolerable lately. Or even because she was anxious about the possibility that Caleb would come after the guys again. It had been 3 weeks since the Orpheum, and so far, nothing. She was just having a bad day. And surely even people who lost their moms, played a CD and summoned a ghost band, and possibly performed some sort of magic that freed said ghost band from an evil magician, were allowed to have a plain old bad day once in a while. So, that evening, Julie found herself in the garage, hiding from Flynn's questioning texts and her dad's hovering and her aunt's attempts to improve her mood through forcing multiple types of food on her. She wasn't surprised to find the studio empty as she collapsed onto the couch. Now that they were free of Caleb's jolts and were at least temporarily tangible most of the time, they were making up for lost time. Most days that they didn't have a band rehearsal scheduled, the guys spent at least part of the night out exploring, getting used to 2020 as the newly almost humans they were. Normally, she was a little jealous that her promise to her dad about not sneaking out again meant that she couldn't join them, but for once, she was glad to have a little solitude. She had thought she might do some writing, had brought out her notebook and her favorite purple pen in case inspiration struck. But instead, she just stared at the blank page for half an hour before tossing the notebook aside in frustration and drawing her feet up on the couch to rest her head on her knees. She had spent the whole day prickling with non-specific frustration, and by this point, even her skin felt slightly uncomfortable, like truly nothing was going to feel right until this randomly bad day was over. "Hey." Julie jumped as Luke's voice sounded from far too close to her ear for comfort. She sat up enough to catch sight of his familiar grin before it slid into a frown as he took in her less than happy expression. He was standing beside the couch looking down at her, and Julie instantly knew what he was going to say next. "What's wrong?" Julie huffed out a frustrated breath. She knew she was being a little unreasonable. She knew it was only natural that the people who cared about her would ask that question when she was so clearly out of sorts. But it was so annoying to be asked such a simple question repeatedly when she didn't have a satisfying answer. "Nothing," she tried. "Everything. I don't know. Just a bad day." She expected Luke to ask a million more questions, or to try to distract her with music or something. She didn't expect him to nudge off his sneakers and clamber onto the couch behind her. "Hey," Julie protested half-heartedly as she was jostled around, starting to scoot away to make room for him, until a hand on her arm stopped her. The truth was, she couldn't bring herself to be too annoyed with him, even on a bad day. Not when the fact that she could feel him was still a miracle each and every time it happened. He didn't need to know that, though. "Come here," Luke instructed, settling in with his back against the armrest of the couch, tugging her gently until her back was against his chest. Julie blushed, suddenly grateful that he couldn't see her expression clearly anymore. She was still frowning, that simmering frustration burning beneath her skin, but even in her current mood, she was far from immune to being this close to Luke. "What are you doing?" Julie asked tensely, her posture stiff against him as she fought the urge to sink back, largely out of a stubborn determination to remain in her funk. "I know what to do," Luke insisted, running his hands gently down her arms. Julie fought the urge to shiver. What? She asked, trying to sound far less interested than she actually was. Luke didn't answer with words. Instead, he surged forward, wrapping his arms tightly around her and bringing his legs up to cradle her body as well. Julie suddenly found herself completely and totally enveloped by Luke, and she struggled to catch up to this development. It hadn't been long since she had failed at something as simple as holding his hand. The sheer luxury of having Luke's form wrapped around hers would have been enough to break through her determination to see her grumpy day through. But the way he leaned his head down to rest his chin on her shoulder, his cheek bumping against hers, it demolished her walls instantly. She found herself relaxing into his grip and breathing an involuntary sigh of relief, even as she mustered up the motivation to ask her question one more time. "What are you doing?" she asked, her voice already lighter as the world seemed to settle into a more familiar shape with the weight of his arms grounding her there. "Koala hug," Luke offered, the satisfaction in his voice obvious. "Guaranteed to cure all bad days." Julie couldn't help but chuckle at that. "Do I get my money back if it doesn't work?" Luke just snuggled even closer, his voice rumbling out from seemingly all around her. "For you, my services are free, so no refunds. Besides, it's already working." "You're so sure, huh?" Julie tried to tease. But in reality, her voice sounded entirely too soft and relaxed for the effect to come across. "Yup," Luke agreed cockily. "Like I said, it works every time." Julie considered her options, and finally came to the conclusion that she really did feel better already. And besides, no evening spent wallowing was worth missing out on a chance to be held by Luke. So she managed to free one of her arms and reach up to arrange her hair as best as she could out of Luke's face, allowing for him to hopefully breathe a little more freely, and then snuggled back against his chest, settling in. He didn't talk after that, though he did hum occasionally, melodies she didn't recognize but was pretty sure would pop up in one of their future writing sessions. For now, she was more than content just to let Luke's voice wash over her wordlessly and to revel in the feeling of him physically surrounding her. She swore she could feel him breathing, the steady rise and fall of his chest allowing her to match her own breathing to his calm rhythm, despite the fact that she knew deep down he didn't need to do it. She was practically falling asleep when he finally spoke again. "Feeling better?" Julie nodded against his arm, then repeated her answer in words. "Yeah, I'm feeling better." Luke turned his head just enough to press a barely there kiss to the spot between her jaw and her ear. "Good." Julie did shiver that time, trying and failing not to imagine what his lips would feel like pressed against her own instead. "Where did you get the idea to cheer me up with a koala hug?" she asked as lightly as she could manage, in a mortifyingly transparent attempt at a distraction. Luke shrugged, and her shoulders moved right along with his. "It always worked on Alex." There was a brief moment of silence while Julie let that delightful image truly sink in, and then laughter was bursting out of her. "Now I know you feel better," Luke observed in a satisfied tone. Julie didn't bother denying it. Sometimes she just had a bad day, and that was okay. It really was. But she had a feeling with Luke around, there wouldn't be that many. The end.